Well, the next morning, after Peter and John were arrested, they were brought in front of the religious council to be questioned. And the religious leaders asked them, "By what power or in whose name did you heal this man?" And Peter, who was filled with God's Spirit, responded and said, "Are you asking us about something good that we did for this man? It was in the name of Jesus that this man was healed. This is the same Jesus that you had killed, but that God brought back to life. In fact, Jesus is the only way that people can be saved." Well, the religious leaders were amazed because they knew that Peter and John were ordinary men who hadn't been educated, but they remembered that Peter and John had been with Jesus. But the religious leaders didn't really know what to do with them because the man who had been healed was standing right there and everyone had seen it happen. And they were afraid that if they punished Peter and John, then the crowds might riot. So they just ordered them not to speak about Jesus anymore. Well, Peter and John responded and said, "You decide for yourselves whether it's right for us to obey you or to obey God. But as for us, we can't help but speak about what we've seen and heard." Well, the religious leaders still didn't know what to do with them, so they threatened them some more, but then they went ahead and let them go. And Peter and John went back to where the other Christians were meeting and told them everything that had happened. And they all prayed together and they said, "God, you created the heavens and the earth and everything in them. And you know how they've been threatening us. So give us boldness to continue to tell people about Jesus. And please keep healing people and doing miracles through his name." Well, immediately the place where they were meeting was shaken and they were all filled with God's Spirit. And they went out and continued to tell about Jesus with great boldness.